prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first half hour, we're going to be presenting an important message about zinc on this episode of Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini. Then later in the show, we're going to be talking about chronic administration of resveratrol. There's been lots of research out there about short-term resveratrol, what it does for the brain, cognition, health, and so on. We're going to get to the bottom of what happens when people take it for long periods of time. Just want to remind everybody that this show is being brought to you by All American Pharmaceuticals and their product line, All American EFX Sports. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the many banner ads. Check them out.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm good, Carl. How about you?
Wonderful. So we're going to be talking about zinc today in the continuing discussion of some of the less sexy vitamins and minerals that we've been covering on the Science for Human episodes, but probably more important than the sexy exotic stuff out there, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, zinc is kind of my hero mineral. It's such an important thing. And like you said, yeah, most of these, you know, we don't think about, you know, we hear about calcium a lot, you know, just in the commercials. Sometimes we hear about potassium, but, you know, when you get to talking about, you know, zinc, it's something that's not brought up too often, but very, very important.
So
to kind of kick it off, you know, zinc is another one of those chemical elements. It has an atomic number 30. It's a silvery white metal. And it's a constituent that is used in brass and for coating iron and steel to protect against corrosion. So it's, again, another one of these minerals, well, metals that comes from the ground. And essentially, zinc is important because it's required by the body for maintaining your sense of smell, keeping a healthy immune system, building proteins, triggering enzymes, and then here's my superhero in creating DNA.
Really?
Woo!
And so, if zinc is so important for these different functions, do we get a lot of it in our diet? Is there a lot of it in our diet available?
We do. You know, I think in North America, we eat a pretty balanced diet for the most part. And when you look at the food sources, you don't need a lot of zinc to maintain that balance. I believe the RDA is, 15 milligrams, which isn't a whole lot, considering if you eat some seafood, about 100 grams of oysters, which isn't very much, you get 524% of the DV.
Wow.
So, yeah, so most seafood, you know, especially the crab, oyster, lobster, clams, you know, are quite high. And then you and I favored, you know, we loaded up on zinc when you were out here because we had some nice beef.
Yes.
So your red meats, your beef and lamb, you know, really high in zinc. And then most all of your green leafy vegetables, wheat germ, something I don't eat a lot of, but, you know, wheat germ is high in zinc. Pumpkin seeds, squash seeds, most all nuts. And then this will be a fun one for people because it came up once before, but cocoa or chocolate,
right,
high in zinc. Have a candy bar, get your zinc.
You know what has a lot of zinc in it that was probably popular back in the day when you were training at Muscle Beach, and you probably haven't thought about this very much, but brewer's yeast. Remember guys used to eat brewer's yeast back then?
Yeah, you know, I did kind of forget about that. Yeah, we did the brewer's yeast and then the big old desiccated liver tabs.
Yeah, and that has a lot of zinc in it too, the desiccated liver tabs, exactly.
Absolutely, you know, anything from, you know, beef, and then, you know, pork and chicken, all your beans, and then mushrooms, you know, another good benefit from all these mushrooms. So it's pretty easy for most of us to get adequate amounts of zinc into our diet. But like anything, you know, colds, you know, alcohol, strenuous exercise, these are all things that deplete, you know, not drinking enough water, you know, things that can deplete our system of these important minerals. So even though that you may be getting enough food, you know, you could end up with a slight depletion of your zinc levels. You know,
alcohol seems to be implicated in depletion of most of the important minerals that are electrolytes, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, yeah, it seems that, and, you know, coffees, anything that has diuretic effects.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, again, you know, the problem is moderation. You know, having a glass of wine or, you know, a beer or something, I don't think is going to hinder that. But it's kind of like a Lay's potato chip, you know, can't just drink just one.
Right, right. I also find it interesting that, you know, as a rule, we talk about metals as being harmful. Most of the time when we talk about metals from a nutritional aspect, we talk about the dangerous effects of accumulating metals. But we've been talking about metals on this show, on Science for Humans, for some time now. There's a lot of metals that are actually beneficial, and zinc being one of them.
You know, absolutely. I mean, I think we didn't know, or we forgot, that all of these minerals are actually metals. So, you know, they're the same as, you know, arsenic, lead, strontium. You know, there's just that our body can't really, you just can't go take a piece of zinc and chew on it and have it absorbed. That would be dangerous for you. So all these metals are reacted with some type of a salt to put it into a form that you actually can absorb. So when you're out there looking at a zinc supplement, you know, you will see a chelated zinc. You might see a zinc sulfate, a zinc gluconate. And essentially you're taking some organic acid, you are reacting it with this zinc, and you are now creating the compound from the supplement side that we normally take in. The same thing with what's naturally occurring. This isn't, you know, just white pieces of silvery metal that are in these foods. You know, they have been converted into forms that we can, our bodies can absorb.
Right. And you know what else is interesting, too, from an evolutionary perspective? These metals, like zinc, for instance, that seem to have pleiotropic effects in the body, they probably are important to us because through our evolution, these actually were building blocks of how our body changed and adapted throughout evolution. So that's why we need them for so many different processes.
Absolutely. And, you know, you look at the earth minerals, you know, where you get 72 different earth minerals, you know, and it contains all the arsenic and strontium, things that normally are dangerous. But, you know, in all these trace elemental amounts, they're really important. And I think a lot of people, you know, when you think of salt, you know, we think of salt being pure salt, but it's not. You know, it's only about 22 or 26% sodium. And if you use, like you and I do, you know, a nice sea salt or something, you get all these other trace minerals, which our body needs, which
right.
is probably more important than, you know, any one mineral. So nature kind of gave us the whole shotgun theory, which I always talk about, because you never know what you're deficient in. You know, because you could elevate one mineral and then that could cause a deficiency in another. So part of what we're doing is just educating, you know, about this mineral and, you know, where the sources are. You know, if you have some symptoms, it's always best to, you know, try adding this to your diet before running to the doctor, you know.
Does zinc have a partner mineral? We know we've talked about the relationship between calcium and magnesium in previous Science for Human episodes. Does zinc have a yin and yang relationship with any particular other mineral like that?
You know, not that I'm aware of. Zinc is pretty much a standalone. You know, again, that's kind of my superhero zinc. I'm sure there are other synergistic minerals that may contribute to things, but essentially, you know, all the research that we'll talk about, you know, it is zinc and zinc alone. You know, you don't need anything else to absorb that zinc.
Why don't we do this? Since we're talking about where you can find zinc in the different foods, and we can actually go over that again in the next segment, I want to talk about zinc deficiencies because this is really interesting. The number of potential deficiencies from zinc is startling and looks very much like what we see in society today. We're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. Oh, sorry. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Don't forget, the Secret Word Contest. You hear the secret word during the commercial break. You email it to onair@superhumanradio.com, and you are entered to win. We're giving away a Hot Logic Mini portable automatic oven that can go anywhere with you, as well as the Real Paleo cookbook from Dr. Lauren Cordain. Great prize that'll be announced next Friday, not this Friday, next Friday on Casual Friday. So don't forget, listen hard for the secret word. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. We're talking about zinc. So what exactly is some of the deficiencies that we see in zinc that are the most predominant, Dr. Jeff?
You know, yeah, here's one that I didn't know about, is sleep disturbances. There's a lot of things that, you know, kind of hinder sleep, but zinc really contributes to that also. So, again, you know, if you're having trouble sleeping, before you run out and try the, you know, sleeping stuff, medicines.
Ambien.
Yeah, you know, or even the over-the-counter stuff.
Right.
Maybe just be some zinc, you know. Maybe you just, you know, haven't been eating enough of good quality foods. Anything to do with the head, the scalp, you know, dry scalp, dandruff, those are all zinc deficiencies. If you get a cut and that wound heals slowly, zinc. Now, here's another one that I didn't know about, was diarrhea. And according to the World Health Organization, diarrhea kills 1.6 million children under five every year.
Wow.
I did not know that.
No.
So there's been a lot of publicity lately. Time Magazine, you know, is saying zinc pills appear to halt diarrhea in its track. But if you, and I'm not talking about, you know, eating a bad meal or something and, you know, having a bout of that. Some people have chronic diarrhea where it happens all the time and it will last for days. Try some zinc. About 10 days, you know, 15 to 30 milligrams, and research shows that that will take care of that. Different types of skin, paralysis, acne, nails, you know, hangnails, nails not growing properly. Those are all things of zinc. And then you kind of get into... you know, if you have a very, all of a sudden you become very sensitive to things that you might have had some allergic reaction to, that is a zinc deficiency also. Loss of appetite, which most of us athletes know that, you know, if we don't have an appetite, it's usually B12 or zinc, so that's kind of a common one.
Right.
Sex drive. You know, zinc is supposed to be important.
You know how zinc works this way? This is interesting, right? Remember we were talking about oysters being a high content of zinc food.
Yep.
And guys used to eat oysters and it would make them randy. You know, they'd say, oh, you know, oysters boost the sex drive. Well, zinc is a powerful aromatase inhibitor. Zinc actually halts the biosynthesis of the aromatase enzyme, which converts testosterone to estrogen. So when you eat zinc foods, high zinc foods, or you take a zinc supplement, you see an increase in libido and erectile function.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, zinc, like you said, oysters were always on the top of the aphrodisiac list, but
right,
it wasn't oysters. It's kind of funny how, you know, a lot of times the media doesn't really look into why something happens. Eat oysters, you know?
Right.
It's the zinc, you know, so very important. There's a variety of other things, you know, even premenstrual syndrome, disturbances in a lady's menstrual cycle is a deficiency in zinc. I know a lot of time we only think of zinc as being beneficial to men, but zinc is also beneficial to women also, so it's not just a man product. You see it out there in a lot of the prostate formulas and things, you
right.
know. Important, you know, during pregnancy and postnatal, you know, it helps to keep that postnatal depression down.
Really?
So, important. And then, of course, I think everyone has seen the zinc lozenges, you know. It's supposed to cure the common cold. And, you know, research does show. There was an article written in the European Journal of Immunology that says zinc does activate those T cells. And, you know, those T cells are what help us to control and regulate our immune system.
Right.
You know, that's what attacks the infection, cancerous cells. So maybe, you know, it could be beneficial to, you know, inflammation and things of that nature.
If you're not getting enough zinc from your diet, you can supplement. Is there any difference in the types of zinc supplements out there that we should know about, Dr. Jeff?
You know, there are so many forms, and I think the hardest thing for us is, why are there so many different forms? That's a good question. And it really comes down to, how does your body going to react to, one type of salt versus another type of salt? I think it's important to, first of all, make sure it's a capsule. And again, like I always say, don't buy it from the big box stores or the Costco's, where you can get a big bottle for $3.99. Go to your local health food stores who buy higher quality products. Use it in a capsule. Don't use it in a tablet. It takes too long to absorb. And then I like the gluconate. I like the sulfate. I also like the chelated forms. So pretty much any of those forms, should work well for you.
The reason that the gluconate wins for me, hands down, is the zinc is tightly bonded to cadmium. They kind of are buddies in the earth, so to speak. And so a lot of times zinc supplements will have some trace amounts of cadmium in them. And it appears that it could vary as much as 32 times from one supplement to another. The one that seems to always have the lowest cadmium levels consistently is the zinc gluconate. So if you are worried about, if you're going to take zinc regularly, you don't want to start to accumulate cadmium in your bloodstream. It can actually damage your kidneys. So my vote is to go for the zinc gluconate. What do you think of that?
Yep, good call. Like I said, that was one on my list. The other thing I wanted to touch on is there's a lot of hype this time of year. Zinc, cure for the common cold. Again, I'm not a big fan of, taking zinc and putting it into a gummy bear or, a piece of candy. I just think all that stuff helps to slow down the absorption. I like it in a good capsule. But just to kind of touch on that, there has been some good research that shows, taking zinc will shorten the duration of a cold episode. So it is beneficial. It doesn't necessarily cure the cold, although there are some people that swear by it. If they get even a sniffle, they take zinc and tell me that it goes right away. So,
yeah, there is some evidence that it really does work that way. Anything else we need to talk about with zinc, Dr. Jeff?
No, I think, like I said, that's it. It's an important mineral, and I hope that, again, part of us educating about these is that, we can basically help self-diagnose some of our ailments. This is how it's been done for years. And again, I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, but, things like the common cold, having trouble sleeping, loss of appetite, loss of sex drive. You don't need to go and grab some Viagra, try to do it naturally,
right?
Because all those things have side effects. And, I think what this show is all about is helping us to work with our body, not against it.
Yeah. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Thanks so much, Dr. Jeff.
You're welcome. Take care, Carl.
Talk to you soon. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about resveratrol. Resveratrol is touted as being a miracle supplement, but most of the research is very, very short term. So let's see what happens when there's chronic administration for longer periods of time. Does it actually affect cognition and health? Stay tuned. You're going to find out.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin.
LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Resveratrol is a very, very popular supplement these days. And so we need to be talking about it some more. And that's what we're going to be doing today with Dr. Emma Whiteman. How you doing, Dr. Whiteman? Dr. Whiteman, can you hear me? Uh-oh. What's going on here? Hi, Dr. Whiteman. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yep. Oh, there you go.
Can you hear your voice over the music?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. We'll get that on the control here. We're having we've acquired some ghosts in our computer recently, and they are definitely throwing us for a loop here. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm great. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yeah. Now you're affiliated with the Brain Performance and Nutritional Research Center in the UK and Northumbria University, correct?
I am, yes.
Okay. So you recently published a study, you and your colleagues recently published a study, the effects of chronic resveratrol supplementation on aspects of cognitive function, mood, sleep, health, and cerebral blood flow in healthy young humans. What exactly prompted you to do this research? Was there research that preceded this that required this follow-up?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, that was certainly, so this whole research program, I guess, started about 6 years ago when I began my PhD. And we really just noticed that there was an awful lot of animal research. At that time, there was an awful lot to do with sort of sirtuins, so Bohr and Sinclair's work looking at life extension. And we really noticed that there was a lot of efficacy in terms of what people were finding, but it wasn't really translating to humans.
Mm-hmm.
So we noticed that in animals, blood flow perfusion had increased in stroke rodent models, for example, and that other related polyphenols had shown some efficacy in terms of cognitive function in both animals and humans, but nobody had yet really looked at research in terms of all of those things.
Okay.
So that's what my PhD aim to look at, sorry.
So describe the design of the study. How was the study designed?
Yeah, so this was the first chronic intervention that we conducted. So there are two studies preceding this, which looked at resveratrol acutely. As you said before, there's an awful lot of acute research with resveratrol, but nothing looking at longer-term interventions. And, of course, if people take resveratrol, they tend not to take just one 500-milligram capsule and never take it again. They often take it for these prolonged periods of time. If you buy a bottle of resveratrol, there are often enough capsules in for a month.
Right.
So that amount of time seemed ecologically valid to us. People were actually consuming 500 milligrams for about a period of a month if they choose to consume the whole bottle. So that's what we did. We looked at participants on day one. We looked at them acutely as well on that day. And then we got them back into the lab 28 days later after they'd consumed 500 milligrams of resveratrol every day by themselves. Just to look to see if there were any cumulative effects of resveratrol.
What markers, what did you look at the beginning that you then went back and looked at a second time at the end?
Yeah, so we looked at cognition, as you said. So we looked at several aspects of cognition, which are subserved by the prefrontal cortex. That's also the portion of the brain that we monitored cerebral blood flow across those two acute testing sessions on day 1 and day 28. We also used measures of blood pressure, and we also asked participants about their general health, their general sleep, and also their general mood status on both days 1 and every 7 days in the interim, and then again on day 28.
Okay, so what did you find initially with as it pertained to cerebral blood flow?
Yeah, I mean, acutely, we found effects which are consistent with all of our previous acute studies. So we found that resveratrol increased levels of total and oxygenated hemoglobin, although to a lesser extent, actually, than we'd found previously. And we attribute that to the fact that this was the first study that we did between subjects, which is where we had half of the cohort taking placebo and half taking resveratrol. Previously, we'd always done within subjects, so each participant acts as their own control, and that cuts out an awful lot of variability. So we think that's why in this study we didn't find such significant effects acutely with resveratrol on blood flow. Really interestingly, what we expected or hypothesized was that due to some accumulation of resveratrol, and we did find increased levels of resveratrol in the system on day 28.
Mm-hmm.
So we anticipated that we might have found amplified cerebral blood flow effects. And in fact, on day 28, we didn't find any cerebral blood flow effects at all when we looked at resveratrol compared to placebo.
So wait, I want to make sure I understand this. So in other words, what you saw initially kind of dissipated. The increased cerebral blood flow went away on day 28?
Well, that's one potential explanation. The other is due to the technique that we used to measure cerebral blood flow. So we used, I'm not sure if you're familiar with near-infrared spectroscopy, it's a cerebral blood flow measure in a similar technique to fMRI.
Okay.
Except that it uses light, the light-absorbing properties of blood rather than the magnetic-absorbing properties of blood. Essentially, NERS has a couple of constraints. One is that once you remove the headband, once you stop recording in one session, the assumptions that it generates to measure cerebral blood flow, they almost reset themselves. So it assumes that when next you measure, those levels are the levels which are a baseline.
They become the new baseline.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if there had been an increase in cerebral blood flow across that 28-day period, Well, essentially, NERS would never really be able to tell you that, because on day 28, it assumes that's your new baseline.
Okay.
We did use another technique to try and counter that, so we used transcranial Doppler sonography as a more quantitative measure of blood flow velocity, but that didn't tell us an awful lot either, so it didn't really clarify that issue.
Interesting. But could we assume, is there any way to assume that the blood flow that we saw initially perhaps didn't go away, but it just kind of stayed at that level? It didn't increase with the increase concentrations of resveratrol in the blood?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting point. And in my very first PhD study, which is flawed as many initial PhD first studies are, we did a very similar thing. So we took the headband off between the treatment consumption and the post-dose task period, and we found pretty much exactly the same pattern of results. So nothing happening at post-dose, no difference between placebo and resveratrol, and the pattern looks exactly the same as what we were seeing with the chronic study. So it would certainly be my assumption that an increase had taken place, and hence we were seeing no difference between resveratrol and placebo when we put the headband back on.
Interesting. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go ahead and take our first commercial break now. When we come back, I'd like to come back and start talking about mood, sleep, and some of the other things that you looked at, like cognitive function. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, so sit tight. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back with more.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Ragish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRagish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRagish.com today to learn more.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Emma Whiteman. We're talking about chronic administration of resveratrol and what benefits it may actually produce. There's a lot of purported benefits. We're going to get to the bottom of whether or not they play out in science or not. So one would think that the increased cerebral blood flow would somehow affect or be the reason for improved cognition that is purported to occur in chronic or in use of resveratrol. Did you see improved cognition?
Yeah, I mean, that's always been our very... And I make no bones about the fact that it's a very simple hypothesis, that based on the underlying mechanisms of resveratrol, we should see enhanced delivery of those blood-borne substrates like oxygen and glucose to the areas of the brain which are active at that particular time. So because resveratrol works via nitric oxide, it should be very region-specific. So if you're doing a working memory task, you should increase blood flow to the prefrontal cortex. And consistently, we've seen that with blood flow in every single one of my PhD studies, and yet the great failure of every single study that I've ever done is that we don't see those knock-on effects in terms of cognitive function. So no, we didn't. We also didn't see that in this chronic study either.
That's amazing, and I guess a little disappointing. But so there were other things that you looked at too. Mood would be the next one. So was there a change in mood, and how did you assess mood? What did you use?
Yeah, we used a very simple measure of mood. So we used a questionnaire called the Profile of Mood States, or the POMS for short. It really assesses most general aspects of mood, to be honest. But the one consistent, the only finding that we observed, which was consistent across the full 28 days, was this maintenance of low fatigue in the resveratrol participants. So they arrived on day one, and their fatigue was better than the placebo participants, but there wasn't a significant difference. And in the resveratrol participants, their fatigue was remained low across the entire 28 days. So that was unexpected, and it's nice also to see that it's not just a one-off. We didn't just find it one week and not the next. Mm-hmm. We found it consistently at every single time point.
Now, where did the notion come that resveratrol would somehow improve sleep? Would that be from... The resveratrol has been purported to have some glucose managing effects. It's even been compared on a milligram to milligram basis with metformin in the past, and shown that it has the ability to improve blood profiles as it relates to glucose levels equally to metformin. Where did the increase or the benefits of sleep come in? Why would we think it would affect sleep?
Yeah, there were several underlying mechanisms which might suggest that there'd be sleep effects. But generally our reason for looking at health and sleep and mood was to really just look at participants more holistically. So we recognized that people consume resveratrol not because they think it's going to have one very specific effect on their health and lifestyle, but more of a general improvement or a general boost. So that's why we chose to look at other aspects of our participants' lives, and this this chronic paradigm really lent itself to be able to ask those other questions, like how are you sleeping? Do you feel that it's been influenced? How is your general mood, etc. But as you said, we didn't find any differences in terms of sleep quality, subjective sleep quality in our participants.
Not at all. Now, you know, you're right. People take resveratrol. I personally take resveratrol because of its purported ability to increase SIRT, sirtuins, and that anti-aging longevity benefit of that, which obviously we don't even know if it plays out in humans. We do know it plays out in yeast and worms and mice and stuff like that. But I guess these other things were kind of added value, if you will. But it looks like they're not playing out, at least from your research.
No, certainly not in our young, healthy participants. And that really has been the caveat of every single study we've conducted in young, healthy participants, that actually when we look at their performance, these 18 to 35-year-olds are really performing at the peak. We keep norm scores on all of the tasks that we conduct here at the BPNRC, and we have other performance benchmarks for other aspects of our studies, and actually these young healthy participants are performing at the very height of their abilities. Even when we try and inhibit that by giving them more difficult tasks or testing them in a more rigorous fashion, actually even if they do show a slight inhibition, these participants can recover very quickly. And that's what's sort of leading on to our current studies, which is looking at different participants.
Older
models as well.
Older participants.
Yeah, so we've got a study which is going to start next year, looking at older participants, and we've also created a model of aging here at Northumbria, using an environmental chamber to mimic altitude and therefore reduce oxygen saturation in the blood. So we've also got that.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, you're right, because looking at these young, healthy individuals, where there's very little onset of some of these challenges which come with age, it would be surprising that if resveratrol improved their performance from where they are already, because they are at the epitome of the best performance in their lives because of their age. And so one would think that as these natural tendencies start to erode, that is where you would see the possible ability for resveratrol to mitigate some of those changes. So this next study will be very, very interesting.
Absolutely, and we just haven't seen those studies. I mean, they come with their own difficulties. They are difficult participants to recruit, even those with relatively minor neurocognitive impairments. They're difficult to recruit. These are quite expensive studies to run as well. But I did notice over the past couple of weeks, there is the first study looking at resveratrol with Alzheimer's disease patients. So that is a 2015 publication. So it's really comforting to know that other institutions, other research groups are recognizing that this compound could have potential benefits. And I wholeheartedly believe that we won't see these profound effects in 18 to 35-year-olds, but I really believe that as we get older, that's where we'll start to see the benefit with resveratrol.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially since, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the first human anti-aging trial is underway right now, and they're using metformin. As the supplement, if you will, or the tool, or the drug of choice, to see if it will improve outcomes, specifically aging population seems to suffer the most: heart problems, brain function, and obviously disorders related to glucose management and insulin resistance. So, one would think that if that study fares well, then resveratrol would fare well as also. Now, obviously, metformin comes in an extended release tablet that's supposed to be for 24 hours, and that's one area that resveratrol would not. You'd have to take multiple doses throughout the day in order to keep blood levels at a certain height. But I have to believe that if that particular study does well, then resveratrol would be earmarked to do well, because there's two good studies out there that show that resveratrol outperforms metformin, milligram for milligram. So I'm waiting to see what happens with that particular study. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come right back. I want to talk about one other aspect of this research that I found interesting. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Ragish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRagish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRagish.com today to learn more.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutraCafe. NutraCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutraCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com today and click the NutraCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutraCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NDDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Emma Whiteman. We're talking about resveratrol supplementation in young human adults, probably a cohort that would not necessarily need the boosting benefits of resveratrol, but nonetheless, that's the study. And a lot of the things that we would hope to see in an aging population didn't come true in a young population. Wasn't there a change in diastolic blood pressure, I believe?
Yes, we did. So what we call a pure chronic effect, which was a baseline data point taken before they took their treatment, on that final testing session, we did see an increase in diastolic blood pressure in our resveratrol participants.
Okay, how great was the increase and how long did it last?
Well, that was just at that pre-dose time point. So when participants actually consumed their treatment on day 28, that effect wasn't there anymore. So it might suggest that a cumulative effect of resveratrol across that 28 days was the result. It could also be a type 1 error, so just a fluke of collecting so much data at some point, you're going to get those chance findings.
I have some theories on it.
Mm-hmm.
So insulin sensitivity on a cellular level does not occur rapidly. And some would say the set point for your insulin sensitivity occurs at night. We've seen this in studies with athletes who were deprived of sleep, and the following day they had blood sugar management issues. And so it is thought amongst a community of scientists who are doing research in this area that what happens at night sets up the stage, if you will, for the following day's insulin sensitivity and pancreatic response in insulin production to that environment. If you take metformin, if you take resveratrol, many people notice in those first days of taking something that has an effect on blood sugar management when you inject it, for lack of better terms, into this scenario. It takes a day or two for the body to go, wow, we don't need all of that insulin that we've been producing, but we've been producing it anyway for the past day or two. And we have people who suffer from hypoglycemia or episodes of hypoglycemia during that period. And we know that that the body may respond to some of these events, not rightfully so, with increased insulin and or glucagon. And those two things affect angiotensin converting enzyme, which has a profound effect on blood pressure by causing a constriction of peripheral blood vessels. And that's why ACE inhibitors are given to people who have blood pressure issues when it's related to type 2 diabetes or metabolic disorder, because it's the angiotensin converting enzyme that's squeezing all the pipes, if you will, down tighter and increasing blood pressure. So I would submit, and obviously I have no education in this area, so this is a real stretch for me, but I would submit that the initial adjustment to how much insulin the body needs over those first couple days is why you see an acute rise in blood pressure, but then it goes away after a while.
Yeah, no, that's not a mechanistic response that we've sort of talked about, but actually it wouldn't be too difficult to measure insulin levels or take more frequent blood pressure throughout a chronic intervention paradigm to test if that was the case. So certainly something to bear in mind for future studies, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Just check that, a C-peptide or insulin levels and take a look and see what insulin is doing on those first couple days when the resveratrol is introduced. Was there anything in this study that really made you step back and go, wow, I did not expect to see that?
I think the fatigue finding, just because pretty much every resveratrol study we've ever conducted here has always been really lovely, profound effects on blood flow, no knock-on effect at all on cognitive function or really any other measure that we'd investigated. So to get that consistent fatigue finding was really interesting. We sort of assumed that it might be linked to increased energy levels in participants, and we know that the sport department here at Northumbria University look a lot at cherry juice and beetroot for recovery after intense exercise, and the mechanisms are very similar to those of resveratrol, so we were sort of thinking along those sort of lines. So yes, that was probably the only finding which was different to that which we've sort of found before.
Very good. What do you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from this particular study?
Well, I think the tide is changing now. So for years, You know, we've been attending resveratrol conferences, but also polyphenol conferences more generally. A couple of weeks ago, I was over your side of the pond at the Linus Pauling conference in Oregon. And what often sort of makes me a little downtrodden is that there are very few human studies, even with vitamin C, at the Linus Pauling conference. A lot of studies still in the mouse model, and yet we know that mice synthesize their own vitamin C. So why do we sort of keep needing to look at the mouse model? We know it's safe, so why not conduct more human research trials?
Right.
So seeing that that Alzheimer's disease study with resveratrol a few weeks ago was really spiriting, because it sort of shows that people are sort of seeing that these compounds are safe and the mechanisms are there and the hypotheses are sound. So, you know, let's get this stuff and let's start conducting good clinical studies with resveratrol in humans. So I hope over the next few years that people start to see that and start to conduct those studies.
That's wonderful. Dr. Whiteman, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I've had a blast.
Oh, good, good. Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and then I've got some announcements to make about next week's shows. We have some amazing shows coming up next week I want to talk about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Regish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRegish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more.
The secret word is ancestral. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25
5 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
We have an amazing lineup of shows next week. We're breaking some news next week on Monday. This is Monday's going to be a fantastic day. And thanks to Elisa Profuma for all this. So first of all, we've got Marion Nestle coming on. You've all heard of her. She's all over TV all the time. She's releasing a new book called Soda Politics. And we're going to be talking about what goes on in the soda industry. But after that, we're going to be joined by Dr. Shiva Ardura, who just came back from India and was interviewed on the national newspaper of India called The Hindu. And they have come out and released some amazing findings, very negative findings about genetically modified foods that I'm sure Monsanto is going to launch an amazing campaign against the country of India and this newspaper for letting the cat out of the bag. And I predict you're going to hear about this starting later in this week, unless there's a complete media blackout purposefully, unless Monsanto says, look, do us a favor, you know, don't pick up this story. But once we start doing this interview on Monday, it's going to really expose what's going on in the GMO front. Then we're going to follow that up. We have a show, again, thanks to Elisa Profumo. On, let's see what it is. This one is on, I believe it's on Wednesday. Hold on. I mean, we have so many hard-hitting shows next week. It's just unbelievable. This one is going to be with Dr. Stephanie Seneff, and this is going to be on Wednesday. She's coming in with Dr. Anthony Samsell. They have obtained Monsanto's sealed documents. I think it's something ridiculous, like 17,000 pages. And it reveals the truth behind Roundup, all the things that Monsanto has been hiding as it relates to toxicological danger and the effects on humans. And we're going to have this story before anybody else in the mainstream has it. That's going to be on Wednesday. You're not going to want to miss that one. A couple other great shows next week. Tuesday, the second hour, amyloid beta plaque is implicated in the development of Alzheimer's disease, but it also plays a role in memory function, and it's something that we need. It's not always bad. We're going to talk about that a little bit on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, second hour, after Physical Culture Radio, we've got Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld coming back on the show to talk about evidence that mice exposed to environmental chemicals may show decreased physical activity in offspring. This could be part of the obesity epidemic in young children. Brian Tyler just came in the studio. He's my neighbor next door, and he's showing me that he no longer has a big fat gut because he runs 2 miles every night. I'm so proud of Brian. I would like to think that I've had a positive effect on you. Sit down over there for a second. I'd like to think that I've had a positive effect on you. Put the headphones on. Put the headphones on. Have I had a positive effect on you? Do you think that you have changed your lifestyle because of the things I've exposed you to?
You have. You've led by example.
Get close. Yeah, have
you
I?
You have led by example. Exactly. I come in the office. I see Carl eating good things, avocados, grilled
You started
chicken.
Eating avocados?
Started eating avocados.
Well, let's also, you stopped eating bread. Didn't
Correct.
You?
Yeah, okay. I don't eat a lot of bread anymore. Carbohydrates I cut down on and more protein.
How much weight have you lost now?
I'm down to about 195 now. I was at about 210.
210. And you're really, this is effortless, right? You're not really working hard to lose weight, are you?
No, just changing my diet up.
And you are running at night.
Running, yeah, running.
Yeah, I wish you'd run in the daytime, but you've got five children and you've got lots to do before you can leave the house, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. So do you have you been to the doctors since you've been on this new transformation path?
I haven't yet. You know, I have to have a physical here in another couple months, but I'm sure my cholesterol's gone down. And
right. Was it getting high in the past?
Yeah, and he said my BMI looked kind of high.
Yeah. Well, you look good. I told you the other day, you look really great. You've lost a lot of weight. You look good.
Well, thank you.
And your wife, Sarah, does she appreciate how good you look right now?
Yeah, she's not waking up on the high side of the waterbed anymore, so we've leveled that out.
That's funny. All right, well, listen, and I hope everybody out there in the audience knows that they're having a positive effect by the way they lead their lives. There's people that you are exposed to. Thanks, Brian. There are people that you're exposed to every single day that you don't realize you're having an impact on them, and you are. Anyway, listen, it's been great having everybody listen today. We're going to have great shows the rest of the week, so please tune in. We'll see you tomorrow.